views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and today we are in June of 2017. So we're going to focus on angel guidance for the month of June. And we have a lot of positive, and really it's a celebration time. I know for a lot of you that have been working very hard and you've been going through your awakening and things have been changing and it feels like it's challenging, it really still is a time to celebrate your accomplishments. And we're going to talk about why that is, and how you can find that within yourself. So we have so much going on right now. We have Gabriel that came in. We have Jophiel that's come in for this particular show. And there's just a lot of positive here. So if you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819, we have the lines open. And if you are new to the show, this is a metaphysical show. We talk about spiritual topics, the angelic realm, and I'm an intuitive counselor, energy healer, and teacher in spiritual things. So we just go over all kinds of different things, but my specialties really are I have a daily connection with the angels, and I have a very positive relationship with them, and I'm sharing what I receive with you. So that's up to you whether you want to take it or leave it. I'm sharing my truth and how it is for me. Now, just to share some interesting things, I had some really cool things happen this week, and I knew they were messages because I knew that June, we moved into, energy-wise, we moved into a very brand new energy. We have been doing it the whole time, yes, but there was a big shift. And you may have been feeling, you know, a little off. You may have been feeling happy one day and, you know, I don't know what's going on. Everything just feels a little unfamiliar. And it has been like that for a little while, but there was a real strong surge of that in the last week. We talked about some of that last week, but this one was, we're in it. We're actually in that new energy. And some of you might be saying, I don't feel it. I've been feeling all kinds of things happening in my life that have been challenging. Well, guess what? That is how some of us, and I have certainly gone through mine myself, that's how we become aware of something new in our life. Sometimes we don't pay attention until there's something that challenges us to shift. So there's actually positive in challenges, even though it might not feel like it. So that's one of the main things, and we've been talking about that for a while, but this one in particular is a celebration, and why? Because we've been working really hard, whether you realize it or not, everybody really has on dealing with a lot of change, adjusting to change, accepting the changes, allowing yourself to flow with the changes so you can open up to it and see the potential and possibilities in your life. And you just feel like, oh, that's just, you may feel tired from that. Well, that's something to celebrate, how hard you've been working. That this is a time, Gabriel specifically, he's been, you know, working with communications anyway, but he was saying to me this week, is time for people to just stop and celebrate and appreciate and have gratitude for how far they've come, how hard they've worked. And I know some of them may not feel like anything is acknowledged, but we are noticing. We, the angels, are noticing how hard you guys are working, and we are supporting you every step of the way. We're not here to do it all for you. And that has changed because they want us to do some of the work, because we have to for our own growth. It really doesn't stick, or we really don't grow if it's easy, you know, if it's just, you know, being done for us. So they're helping us, but they're helping us by us being proactive. It's almost like they're giving us things to practice with. So he really wanted me to tell you that this week, and it actually felt pretty good to hear it myself, because sometimes I wonder, why do I keep doing what I do, you know? And I was very blessed, I will say. I want to give a big shout out to everyone that has sent in and written me, whether you did it through my video streaming channel over on YouTube, or you did it through the website, or you did it through private message, or however you did it. I just want to tell you, I appreciate you, and I appreciate you sharing the thoughts from listening or watching the show and where you are in your spiritual awakening. And from what I'm receiving from a lot of people are waking up. A lot of people have been going through some things. We have no idea what it was I said in one show or the other, because I'm literally just in the moment with the angels as they want me to tell you. So when something you were supposed to hear, and it was maybe an answer to something you had asked for. It happens like that. I love how they work. They leave me messages all the time. Now this week, you know, I love nature, and we talked about that a little bit last week. But I had wonderful things come through this week, and I was in one day. Now, who hasn't? You know, I'm sure everybody at least once in their lifetime has seen a dragonfly or a praying mantis. You know, you see them. You don't see them all the time. Usually, not very often. But or that dragonfly when they come and they hang out with you versus, you know, you'll see a lot of them at certain times of the year, but then they are hanging out with you. Well, last week I was out in the garden. I've been really working in my garden a lot. I love working with the earth, and something about it just grounds me. I love the plants. I just feel very connected to spirit when I'm with nature like that. And I do a lot of organic gardening, and I love it. Even with my flowers, I just really do that. Well, first I saw a dragonfly that was hanging out with me, and then I saw it again. And what was cool about this one, it was a little teeny tiny one. I have never seen one that young and that small before. I mean, maybe an inch long, maybe an inch and a quarter at the most. I've always seen the full-size ones, and I thought, a little baby dragonfly. And I had just been asking and working with Gabriel about the renewal, where we are. And it was like a dragonfly is a symbol. If a dragonfly comes to you that way, it's a message of transformation. Things are changing in a positive way. But this little baby, that was an additional message for all of us, because this was a meditation I was doing for this show, by the way. I do that a lot when I'm working in the garden or painting. And it was just so amazing because the baby represents something brand new. And it was, yes, we're in the brand new. So I asked, I said, wow, I think I heard that right. The small, tiny one, the changes, brand new. So change doesn't necessarily mean brand new. It could be you're changing to something that's been established. That was specific for this message, guys, for you, that from Gabriel. It was change, but something brand new. You won't be familiar with the change. It will be very new. I thought, okay, but not to be afraid of it. You might be a little nervous. You'll have to do, you know, some learning curve there, but dive into it. And then I asked for verification and validation. Did I hear that correctly? And boom, there it goes again. I see another one, the praying mantis, right? Now, you know how big a regular praying mantis is, right? It was a tiny little baby one, about the same size as a dragonfly. Now, twice in one day, I see two at a very small miniature size. I have never in my entire life of seeing them that small before. I was, of course, like a kid. I just loved stuff like that. And I knew that was it for sure. I love that every day. I love the joy of connecting in a pure way like that. Like for me, it's nature and earth. That's not for everybody, but it is for me. It's just, there's no, you know, clouding it up. It's just, it is. It's a clear message. It is what it is or it isn't. So I felt very blessed to receive that all in one day. And the dragonfly came around two or three times and was just hanging out on the plants that I was working on. And I knew it was here to stay. That was the message. It is here to stay. So I went, oh, here to stay. Okay, I'm getting it. And the messages were just completely coming right through. Then the praying mantis, the little tiny one, really, seriously, that was like an inch. I couldn't believe how small it was. We had to move a plant, and it stayed on the plant the whole time while I was moving it from one place to another, transplanting it. Because I do some things to help the roots. Just stayed right on the plant while we're picking it up, moving it, doing all this stuff. Had no problems with what we were doing. We put it right back. We were very, very careful not to, you know, be rough or anything like that. But it was literally, we're here to stay. This change is new. It's coming and it's here and it's for you. So that's what we're talking about today. We're going to take a short break. We're talking about life celebration, what we have to be thankful for. We're halfway through this 2017 year. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching our live video stream of the Jen Royster Show, and we will be right back after the break.
Tune in to the hit show, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Treat the Body and Expand the Soul on June 1st with Lynn Brown. In this all-inclusive retreat, you'll treat your body with breakout sessions in the various elements of nature, enjoy fireside chats while harnessing the healing energy of fire, allow more light with more ease, and activate that connection between the body and spirit. Call 206-931-7356 or visit lynnmbrown.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio, featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
And welcome to the show if you're just tuning in. I'm Dr. Jen, and you are listening or watching our live video stream of the Jen Royster Show. If you want to check out the video stream, I have the details on my talk radio or the talk show page at my website, jenroyster.com, JennRoyster.com. We have the live video chat over there for those that want to join in on that. Now, what are we talking about today? We're talking about angel guidance for the month of June. June has an energy that we just talked about last week where it's about how we're relating to one another. And it's Gemini that came in with that new moon last week. And Gabriel came in. Well, Gabriel comes in again for this week, also with Jophiel, and I'm going to share some of that. And I already told you part of what Gabriel said, but also he's talking about, now, it's about celebrating how far you've come. How do you see that if you don't? Because some of you might be really discouraged. And he wanted to point out some things in that area to let you know you might be feeling that way, but you won't be for long. This energy right now just kind of gives us a catch our breath, stop, celebrate. Look for the little things in life that you have thankfulness and gratitude for. I mean, it really is a stop and smell the roses and appreciate moment right now. This will actually fuel even more so for your benefit as you're going through the next 6 months of the year. Now, he also said to tell you, let me get my notes here. I asked about this, but for the people that are like, how am I going to feel like celebrating if I don't feel like I've accomplished anything? I know that's out there. I've even asked it sometimes too, because it's changing so much. We might have a plan, and then you think that plan's good, and then it changes again, and it changes again. We're learning how to be flexible with that, because there's no way we're going to know everything in every moment. You have a plan. And be flexible if it shifts or changes. I know. It's a lot if you're used to having everything all planned out and picture perfect. I know. For people like that, or if you have a perfectionism about you, and guilty as charged, I've done that too. I've really learned how to let some of that go, let me tell you. And honestly, live radio has done that. You know, you just have to be okay with things that happen. Well, he was saying, believe in your ability as if they've already happened. If you don't feel like you've accomplished anything, it's something to do with believing that you can. Okay, this kind of goes into one of the spiritual laws, the law of attraction and how energy works in the universe. And he's reminding us, he says, you've got to believe in your abilities as if they're already accomplished. And you're like, how do you do that? I mean, sometimes that just sounds weird if you're not used to that. Like, you're used to seeing it, then believing it. This is going to challenge you at a deeper level within to believe before you see it. You got to switch it around. Believe that it is, and then it comes in. That's really the key here. We have to believe in that. And, you know, at first you may not. Your thoughts are, maybe they're self-sabotaging. Maybe they're, you know, you're just challenging yourself, or you're being too hard on yourself, being too critical, or you just don't feel like you're measuring up, maybe something like that. This really is going to bring you a plate, bring you around where you're going to celebrate the smallest thing, even if it's simple. Gosh, maybe it's a simple thing. You know, I mean, honestly, celebrate whatever you can find. Celebrate if you could never figure out how to open your email. Okay, now you can. Yay, celebrate it. You know, whatever it is, it's not too small, because the energy behind feeling good that you accomplished that is what's going to fuel you going forward. It's really important to tap into that right now. That's what they're sharing with me to share with you. Because I grew up really being a perfectionist. And I'm not kidding you. I really did. And I felt like I'm never accomplishing enough. And I have to watch that. I'm being honest with you. I am really being honest with you that I have to make sure that I'm not pushing too hard. If you're trying to keep up and, you know, with what everybody else is doing, just stop right there. Stop. Do what feels right to you, even if it's not the popular flow of what the crowd is doing. What feels right to you is very important for you to tap into right now, because that's the magic inside of you that's going to move you through. It's going to move the mountains that are in the way. You're going to find the way to be flexible with the current of the energy that's right in front of you. And it sounds easy when you say it, and then when you go and try to apply it, you'll find that you get a little tangled up in it. And what do? We don't give ourselves a hard time about that either. We go, okay, all right. Start with, if say you have a negative thought come in, or something that you're feeling bad about, or you're getting upset with yourself about, or you're getting aggravated with yourself, stop it right there and acknowledge it, and then switch it to something that makes you smile or makes you feel good. If it's watching a kitten video, then do it. If it's watching, you know, whatever it is, you know, it doesn't matter. And I'm not trying to make light of that. I love animals and nature. And if I need a pick-me-up, they usually are the ones that can do it for me. Absolutely. So whatever makes you feel good. I'm not saying, okay, just waste all your time on social medias all day long and not get anything done. You got to check in and check out or whatever. And I mean, there's no way I could get anything done if I stayed in there all the time. But if you need a pick-me-up, what is it in your life that gives you a pick-me-up? What will make you smile or laugh or make you forget for just a few seconds, you know? You need to find what that is. You need to know what that is. And what I love about the June energy is it's actually giving you a little bit of breathing space to do that. It's a lighter, fresher, simpler way of life kind of vibe. And you actually might want to do that. You may want to simplify your life a little bit. You might want to reduce your schedule down a little bit. You might want to change it up to where, okay, let's not push so hard. That energy is very much around us right now. So I want to tell you, it's not you being lazy. It's not if you're used to push, and being the workhorse and always doing. And for those, I really like this one, for those that have felt, I don't feel like I'm picking anything up. And I've been getting, you know, I saw that last week, I believe, or the week before. But for those that might feel like that, this is where you're supposed to be. Because for some of us, that simplifying and quieting down and just that breath of fresh air is that quiet. And then when you're in the quiet, if you're not used to it being calm, that might feel kind of uncomfortable, and you have to get used to that. And when we can accept that it's quiet and peaceful, I mean, we want peace, we want calm, and we talk about it. We might even complain about, oh, I just need it to calm down. But do you accept it when it's there? Because those moments are the peace and the quiet that come in. They actually can be very very restorative to you for mind, body, and soul to just pull out and unplug a bit from life and just let it be what it is. And so that was some of the important things that he wanted me to tell you. It's not all of it, but I did want to make sure I got that out. You know, we have to learn what we're learning. I'm saying have to a lot, and I don't mean to say it like that. We're learning how to shift the perspective. We talked about perspective last week, and he brings this perspective up again. I'm going to go in depth on that a little bit when we come back from a break, because we're going to go break here in a minute. But that perspective that we are trying to transition out of is why you're feeling the, you know, why hurt at times, like, okay, why does this feel so complicated when it's supposed to be so simple? It's a perspective. It's shifting the way we're looking at something. It's shifting the way we feel about something. It's shifting the way we approach something. It's all of those different things. So perspective is important, and to be flexible with it and to see things from different angles, because that's really going to help you right now, especially when it's feeling so new. You'll see a little bit more about, oh, okay, I see where I want to go with this, and that's what I'm talking about. Oh, we're also going to talk about what Jovial has for you, and that's very positive too. So everything we have today is about celebrating, uplifting you, to keep you going, and to recognize it and how to do that. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll go into those perspectives and how to see that a little bit better. We're talking about angel guidance for the month of June 2017 with Archangel Gabriel and Jovial. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching our video live stream of the Jen Royster Show, and we will be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to the hit show Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
And welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching our video live stream of the Jen Royster Show. You can check it out at my website if you want to see what the video is all about at jennroyster.com. Now, we're talking about the angel guidance for the month of June 2017, and specifically with messages that I received to share with you from Archangel Gabriel and Jophiel. Now, right before we went to break, I was telling you about perspective is very important. Archangel Gabriel brought that up last week as well. Perspective is everything. You change that, you change your life, really. You change that perspective, it's a big catalyst for moving things forward. So here's what he said. Now, how do you do that? Okay, one of those things was, how do you do that if you're not feeling like you've accomplished anything and you're trying to feel good about where you are in life? If you're feeling not the same, you don't feel the same, and this is one of the things he wanted me to point out, if you don't feel the same excitement about things that you used, you feel like you're bored or you feel like there's just something not the same, then you are on the awakening path and you need to rejoice and say, hey, I am on the path. And that sensation of not feeling that connection with what used to be a big deal for you is huge. Believe it or not, the other perspective of that is very positive. And he wanted me to bring that up. Another one is when we're working with our thoughts, okay, what we're focusing on, like if it's, I'm hoping I can do this, or I'm wanting this, or I wish that, we're really putting it out into the future. And we're going to talk about this for a moment because it's important right now, because if you want to see something from a different perspective, you have to choose to see it from a different perspective. Okay, how do I do that if my thoughts are so programmed and this is it and this is where I'm always stuck and I just loop into this kind of thought? You acknowledge it. You don't bash yourself up for it. You go, okay, yeah, I'm feeling down about that. I'm not feeling real excited about this anymore. Acknowledge it and then switch it to something that does excite you, because for a lot of you, you probably, and this is not everybody, but if you're starting this and you've been one of those that always made sure, you know, everything else was tended to, and then if there was any time left for your passion or something you would like to do, as simple as curling up with your favorite book or, you know, something that you want to do, this is important, because if you were to put your thoughts on what you want to do and make that more of a priority, a little bit more important, like I am doing that now. Say you got a big list in front of you. And it's like, man, I really want to get, for me, it would be like, I really want to get out in the garden. I really want to start my new painting. And then something, you always feel like something gets in the way, or you're too busy, or you got to take care of this and blah, 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 blah. You need to see yourself in your thoughts. And it would feel like a daydream at first. This is a great way to do it. Just see that you're already doing that, that you, it is in your life, it is happening, there is time for it. That tells the universe, this is what you want. When you say, yep, nope, it's already happening now. It's already in my life. And this is happening. I mean, it sounds like, how do you do it? You just go start doing it, and then you kind of correct it. Say, if you feel like, no, it's not happening, then switch it back around. No, it's going to be in my life. I'm already doing it. And you just work with that a little bit. You have to kind of nudge that door a little bit, and then it's going to swing wide open. the perspective will start to come in a little bit easier. You'll start really starting to anchor into that. And what's great about doing something like that right now is the energy is really supporting that right now. It really is anchoring us and trying to help us settle into where we need to be right now for our own journey, for our own best good, you know, highest good. So if you're feeling not so positive or you're not excited about what you were doing or you have been doing, and shift it up. Maybe that's it right there. Maybe you need to switch that around. What if you're not necessarily supposed to stop doing it, but do it differently? This is opening up the creative side of you, which is what Gabriel brought up last week as well, and I'm bringing it up again because it's very important. Creativity is the spiritual side and the right side of the brain that comes up with the new solutions, that thinks out of the box, that brings it in like, oh, wait, okay, that's what I can do. Wait, well, maybe I could spend an hour doing something that I want. And honestly, I'm going to really throw a curveball at you. Say you have a day off and you've got all these chores and all this stuff. And then there's that thing you really want to do, right? Well, I hope I can get to, there's a really loud car beside me if you guys are hearing that. I know we have young people next door. They're really, they have the loud cars. And, but if you have that day off and you really want to, you know, oh, I really want to start for me. Okay. I really want to get out in my garden today. That's not a chore to me. That's something I want to do. I'm always, you know, redesigning and decorating, just kind of being out there with them. Like have all this other stuff you got to do. What if you were bold enough to do what you really want to do first and then get to the other things? If you can do that, this is your day off. I mean, where's the order of events written in stone there, right? Maybe rearrange that a little bit, because what happened to a lot of us is you have things that could be done, like, and maybe if it doesn't all get done, it could get done on the next day and roll over, okay? And maybe you just run out of gas. You run out of energy by the end of the day. And then what you really wanted to do, there's nothing left. Do you know what that is? That's all about self-love. That's all about denying our passions and denying what we're here to do. We're here to live in joy. We're here to live a joyous life. Everybody is, everybody has that opportunity or that, you know, deserves that. And I know different lifestyles have tough things going on, but I'm telling you, what could you do right now to change something in your perspective about how you see your day in, day out routine and what you could do differently? Sometimes it's a really simple little change that'll make all the difference. It doesn't have to be a big, major change. But sometimes if it's so big, it overwhelms you, and then you don't change at all. You don't do anything. Gabriel was saying creativity, thinking out of the box, you're looking for that new perspective. That's what's going to help you find it, because the new perspective is so important for moving forward. Now, that was what, you know, he had for you. And we're going to be going through shifts and large surges. I mean, the surges of energy just keep coming in different waves. And I really feel them. And I know that you are too, even if you don't know what it is or what I'm talking about. I know you're feeling it in different things. All you got to do is look around you in the last year of everything you've experienced around you, and you can see how much has changed. Whew. I mean, this is just a lot. Everything's different for everybody, but it's out there. Now, Jophiel came in because Jophiel is the angel that just brings the beauty back to life, the positive, and you need that breath of positive, seeing the bright side of things. That angel's energy is perfect for that. So if you are having a little trouble with all of this awakening and all of this change, maybe going through the physical thing, and you might be going through some up and downs. You might be dealing with some dreams. You don't understand this. You know, like, why does this keep happening kind of thing? Jophiel would be great for you to work with on a daily basis. And all you have to do is have that intention and ask God to have, you know, Gabriel come to you. Or ask Gabriel, I mean, Jophiel, sorry. And just say, you know, I could use a boost. I could use a little positive. You might be quite surprised what you'll see come around you. And that would be a really good thing. And there's a big reason why I'm talking about it like this. You're like, gosh, that sounds like rose-colored glasses and all that kind of stuff. Honestly, it might to you, but it changes everything. I have seen it. I've experienced it. And every time I apply this, it really works. So I can only share what I have experienced myself and have practiced time in, time out. And whenever it's a big change and a big shift, it, of course, it's going to feel strange and difficult and complicated because it's new. Don't be afraid of something brand new. Don't be afraid to try something, even if you don't feel like you'll do very well at it. That's the whole joy of life, is experiencing life. Why not experience life? You could be safe, but are you going to be happy? Because the joy energy is very important to raise your frequency right now. And joy comes from when you allow yourself to do the things you really want to do as well. So you don't have to, you know, ignore your responsibilities. You just need to bring this in. It deserves a place in your life. Your joy, what you love, it deserves time in your life. That is a self-love. That is the divine being allowed to come through and be out in the world as your light. That's important. We've got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up what we're talking about, because there's so much, and it's very important about the joy, and I'm going to explain that when we come back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype.
She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Ooh, welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just tuning in, we're wrapping up about Archangel Gabriel and Jophiel for the month of June with angel guidance. And I do want to address that over from the chat, we have Candace. Hi, Candace. And she says, I'm feeling the pressure. Maybe I'm pushing too hard. Actually, that's a great point to bring up. So I want to address that, Candace. Candace on the air. For anybody that feels like that, you just feel like, I'm feeling the pressure. This is what that's about. And this was one of the other messages. So timing is synchronicity there, Candace. Here's the message from Jophiel. Because Jophiel's about the positive and bringing that light and that love and that beauty back into your life. We're taking life too seriously. We are feeling that. I know. You're like, whoa. It is a serious matter. Yes, I'm not saying be careless or irresponsible, but joy brings a smile to your face and raises your frequency even when you're doing serious or responsibilities or applying or anything like that. Believe it or not, if you have that joy because you've allowed that into your life and you haven't denied yourself, and then you're around someone that might be really going through a big challenge, like maybe they are in an illness, a serious illness or something like that, or maybe grief or anything like that, your joy vibration comes off of you as a light. And now you are lifting that person. You are helping them more than you ever would know. At the same time, you've helped yourself. That's the beauty of this one. It absolutely is. Now, let me talk about this joy thing. This joy thing is very important. That's why we want to have time to, and this comes from the angels. Right now, they're really supporting this. Make time for the things you love to do. Maybe it's just take a time off. Maybe it's take a weekend off. Maybe it's, you know, go do something fun. Maybe, you know, whatever it might be. Maybe it's just do nothing because you're always doing. You know, that's what it is for some of us. Now, I've got my crystals. I always have my crystals here, but I have this one in particular. I don't know if you're able to see it. It's kind of hard to see on the screen, but I don't know. Where can I put it? Nope, can't see it. Well, it's the citrine. It's a citrine. I have a bigger one and I have a smaller one. The citrine is an abundance crystal. And this one in particular, Jophiel brought to my attention to share with you today. Because abundance is not just finances. This crystal works with that too. But it's not just finances. It's about abundance and joy, abundance and happiness, abundance and health, abundance and what it is that you need abundance in. Okay? If you're struggling with the joy, work with the citrine. It's C-I-T-R-I-N-E. It comes in all kinds of different sizes. This is a bigger one that's kind of in a, that's been carved to be more of a wand. But that one is a wonderful one when you're feeling lack or lackluster or not excited about anything. Work with the citrine. Small ones to put in your pocket, to carry with you, just to hold while you're meditating, or just to hold while you're sitting around doing, you know, whatever, just taking a rest. But they're wonderful. I have them on my desk because they just feel good to me, and they're from the earth, and I'm very much you know, connecting with Earth right now in nature, because it's speaking very clearly to me. So that's why, you know, I have them around. I have lots of them around, but that one in particular was one that they told me to bring up to you today. And it's one that you can pretty much find, you know, pretty easily. You don't have to spend a lot with it. You just work with it. It works with bringing in abundance. So abundance, and what is it that you don't, you know, what is it, health? You know, what do you need abundance in? Guys, get your mindset beyond it just being about money, okay? Because abundance and joy, abundance and other things in life are very important too. We have more to life than just that. If you are not doing what you love at all, find time to either read about it, dabble in it, do something with it, you know, be around it, anything, because that's going to raise your frequency. The reason I keep talking about frequency is Earth, all the energies coming in metaphysically are surging with high frequency right now, and they're very strong, and that is supporting you to move to a higher level in your own soul growth and your own frequency. The higher the frequency, the healthier you are physically, the happier you are. Everything changes, literally. And perspective will get you there, okay? Opium will help you if you need a little boost in thinking positively. Gabriel says, think out of the box, remember? Get out of the box. He's like, get me out of the box. You know, we really lock ourselves down sometimes, and we just don't give ourselves credit for what we are capable of. That's what this time is about. It's about celebrating your life, bringing that joy back in, appreciating who you are, appreciating the things that you have, appreciating those little challenges that have taught you something, and looking forward to how much more you're going to grow moving forward, because it's not going to stop. We're going to be in a cycle of transitioning to a pretty much different way of life here on Earth for the next few years. Thank goodness it comes in gradually in waves. So imagine if the last year of change hit you overnight all at once. I know. So if you feel overwhelmed now, that's even with the gradual. So there's something to be thankful about. Okay, there's been a lot of things to change and get used to, but thank goodness it didn't happen all at once. It's been kind of, now it's going to keep changing. I'm not going to kid you. It's still changing. We need to find different perspectives. We need to be more flexible. We need to find a way to flow with this energy, ride this energy for what it is and what it's bringing to us. That's what the angels really want me to share with you. I've been sharing all the different things. It's really nothing but positive, which I really like. I kind of love this kind of thing. There's no bad news here, guys, unless that's what you're choosing to focus on. Focus and switch to something positive, something that lights your day up, the simplest thing, whatever it is, guys, whatever it is, do it. And know that, you know, the joy can come through in simple ways. It doesn't cost anything to find joy. It does not cost anything. We've got to bring our focus away a little bit about it all being about the money, money, money. I know we need money for things. I'm not saying you don't. But the abundance, remember, citrine for the abundance, but not just finance. Let it bring in your joy. You'll be really surprised what can come into your life if you expand your awareness to see abundance in other things, other than just money. This is a good month, guys. We are out of time, so I've got to go. But look forward to celebrating your life, celebrating who you are and why you're still here. You're still here. Celebrate that. You've been through a lot, and we're going to keep going forward. Thanks so much for listening, guys. We will see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.